One of them wrote to me to express his frustration with those who are preventing the government from reopening. He writes, and I quote, "I'm quite tired of being punished when my only crime is supporting our great nation with my labor." May I have one additional minute?
Grant the gentleman additional minute.
I thank the gentleman.
Gentleman's recognized for 1 minute.
And I want to thank my Republican colleagues for recognizing that pain and unfairness and bringing this bill to the floor. I hope all of us will support this bill. Another constituent of mine who works at Pax River said this: "Please continue to work toward a solution that ends the furloughs for all federal employees affected by the shutdown, not just a select few, as we're doing." Mr. Speaker, we must reopen our government, and we could do so today, this hour. But until the majority allows a vote on the bill to reopen the government, let us at least provide the dedicated, patriotic federal employees who want nothing more than to go back to work with a peace of mind that they will still be paid for their service. I want to thank Mr. Moran. Mr. Moran, like Mr. Wolf, has been an extraordinary leader on behalf of federal employees. Gerald Connolly, Congressman Connolly, Steve Lynch sits here. Others on the Republican side who have been aligned on that effort as well. Surely we, the board of directors of the greatest enterprise on earth, can take care of our employees and give them confidence that they deserve. And I thank the speaker for the additional time, and I yield back the balance of the time I don't have.
Gentlemen, time.